This program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free. Open spaces, come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody, and this is your friend Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And boy, it feels like the weather has changed quick and big time. Leaves are falling fast, a little bit of rain, a lot of wind. Whoa, lots of wind. But you know what? It's that time of the year, and that's okay. Hey, remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to us on the ESPN Chicago app or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the podcast, and you could hear today's show as well as you can listen to podcasts of other shows and subscribe for free. It's as easy peasy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Let's talk about this week's big show that we've got up for you today. We're going to try to get as much as we can into our one-hour time slot here. But first of all, on today's show, we've got Dave Moore from the Antioch Lions Club. And it's a big fundraising wild game dinner that they're having on November 5th up at Miravalles in Fox Lake. We'll hear about it. He'll give even a phone number if you want to come out and have some fun with us. Then Alyssa Keklish from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will talk about their put and take pheasant program, where they release over 75,000 pheasants for hunters, pretty much in the southern two thirds of the state in different state areas. It's going to be a really interesting thing. And followed by Alyssa, then we've got Steve McClone from the Moon Pie Outdoors Outfitters. He's going to be inducted in 2026 into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame for his work with veterans and kids in the outdoors and just getting more people who can't get into the outdoors. And he's a really, really, him and all the guys that he works with are great people. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. And last but not least, we will have Aiden with our fishing report from Western Michigan. I imagine it's going to be pretty different with the weather that they've been getting out there. So who knows? We'll have to see what's going on. Well, the teletype machine's going, so that must mean we have a hot item coming into the Chauncey's Great Outdoors newsroom about something that's coming up. And what is it? Oh, hey, we've got Dave Moore from the Antioch Lions Club. Dave, how's it going, my friend?
Very good, Chauncey. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, it's great. And what, you know, you got something going on what was it, November 5th, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, Wednesday, November 5th, up here in Lake County. First of all, thanks for having me on. But it's the annual, biannual Willie Mee Brook Wild Game Dinner,
mm-hmm.
the Atlantic Lions Club.
Okay, and what exactly is this Wild Game Dinner that's going to be happening?
So it's like I said, it's a biannual event. Mm-hmm. It's held every 2 years, on the odd number of years, and it's an event that's been going on for well over 40 years, probably approaching 50 now. And it was named after a gentleman that passed away in 1992. Before that, it was the Dinner of the Golden Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was changed to the Willie Mee Brook Memorial Lions Club Dinner, Wild Game Dinner in 1992 after Bill Brook's passing. And it supports the local Lions Club here in Antioch, which supports the local community with fundraisers and funds. All the proceeds go back to the community.
Okay. That's one of the things that, you know, I've learned because I've been to a number of Lions Club chapters have different events. And the Lions Club is really dedicated to helping the community. And this is what this event is for.
Absolutely. So all the funds that are brought in, so in 2023, we raised over $60,000 in one evening, and that was gross. And we netted about just over $40,000, less expenses and things that we had to purchase or, some fees that we had to pay. But $60,000, and so those $42,000 net proceeds went back to the community in the way of local scholarships. We also support the local Green Wings organization, mm-hmm. and Ducks Unlimited here, Northeastern Illinois chapter of the Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah.
Fishing Has No Boundaries is a big chapter up here, and they take children with disabilities out every year for fishing on the Chain of Lakes. Yeah. So the Antioch community is in the heart of the Chain of Lakes and probably is the heart of the Chain of Lakes, mm-hmm. Within this community, summer, fall, and winter with various outdoor activities and sporting events.
Yeah, and when you say a wild game dinner, this is where, I mean, you're going to see all kinds of, literally, you're going to see pheasants and venison and who knows what else will be on the buffet table.
Absolutely, and every year is a little bit different. You're gonna we have bison, we have pheasants, we have a lot of goose, duck, venison. Mm-hmm. We have a large donation of over 40 pounds of elk this year.
Ooh.
So every year is a little bit different. And then the folks at Miravella's, which is in Fox Lake, the owners there and the head chef, they take what we don't what's donated to us, and they prepare a menu. And every year you come, it's going to be a little bit different based on what the local hunters here and the local sportsmen donate to mm-hmm. the event itself.
Oh yeah, that's great. And besides just a wild game dinner, you guys are running all kinds of other things at the event for fundraisers, aren't you?
Absolutely. There's going to be there's a live auction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bucket raffle. So the live auction is probably between 25 and 30 items that'll be auctioned off live. And some of the larger donations, we'll have probably about 12 guns in total to give out.
Yeah.
And we expect about 300 people. But the live auction itself will be exactly what it says. It's a live auction with an auctioneer. And we auction off private experiences, excursions, fishing charters on Lake Michigan,
mm-hmm.
hunting charters, an opportunity maybe to go out and have a skeet shoot at one of the local hunt clubs,
mm-hmm.
or a pheasant shoot. So there'll be various items, and we're still trying to, take everything in and inventory what we have. But those are all local donations from the local hunters and local Lions Club members, right. that willingly and generously donate to the dinner.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah, they literally Lions Club members are, we've got the biggest. They're like outdoorsmen. They got the biggest hearts in the world to help out everybody that's out there. Now, once again, this is going to be on November 5th, correct?
Yes, Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, and it's be held at Miravella's Banquets in Fox mm-hmm. Lake, Illinois.
Yeah, and what's the cost?
It's $45 per individual,
mm-hmm.
and then we do have an exclusive tables that are available for $500, and that's for a seating of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have 10 of those that have been purchased.
Cool, and if you get a table, you're going to wind up getting a lot of extra stuff, too.
Probably some extra stuff. Yeah, we always make it a little more lucrative, mm-hmm. With based on seating and location within the building, and then also, maybe a little gift for that particular table to raffle off between whoever's at that table themselves.
Okay,
so it's a little bit of benefit.
What time does it start?
So it's 5:30. We call mm-hmm. it Wild Snacks at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Wild Snacks and Cocktails,
mm-hmm.
and then 7 p.m. starts the dinner,
mm-hmm.
and we have various. We have the local VFW and the local Boy Scouts group. They come and present the colors, say the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem.
Cool.
And then we kick off the dinner. And then raffles will be going on starting at 5:30. So we have 6 or 7 other gun raffles that go off. So mm-hmm. as you walk through the floor, bring your cash. There'll be opportunities to buy raffle tickets for various gun raffles.
Okay.
And then the live auction will go off probably around 8 o'clock.
All right. And how do I get my tickets?
You can call my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
Which is 312-459-4367.
Mm-hmm.
That'd probably be the best way to do it. And I can also make a poster available if you wanted to post it somewhere. It'll have a QR code and a link that will take you directly, have the ability to purchase those tickets.
Okay, excellent idea. Make sure you get that to me so we can have it out there. Once again, Dave, this sounds like a great event, and I want everybody to come out to the ANIAC Lions Club Wild Game Dinner that really benefits all the organizations throughout that area around the Chain of Lakes for everybody to enjoy the great outdoors and more, right?
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And oh, baby, I can't tell you. You know, it started, you know, last weekend on the 18th in Wisconsin, and it's commonly called the pheasant opener. Oh, my toes are curling. I love pheasant hunting. It's not so much the harvest, I just love the pheasant hunt. But we have on the phone with us Alyssa Kett. Is it Kettich?
Kettich.
Kettich. Yep. Alyssa, you are the one of the people probably in charge of keeping your thumb on the whole pheasant hunting operation on public lands. Is that correct?
So I am the assistant game bird specialist. So I work with a few folks that will manage the game bird species throughout the state and then also help with the coordination and the oversight of pheasant hunting and the pheasant stocking program here in the state. So I work closely with the folks at our state game farm as well to implement this program.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not just saying, oh, we're going to release a couple hundred birds here or 10 birds there. You're talking about releasing, you know, 75,000 birds across pretty much the southern two-thirds of the state. That's the size of a small town.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how do you, I mean, what is the excitement that, you know, you see in the hunters that, you know, by releasing these birds, you're giving people the option to go out and try to harvest them for table fare, and which is really good, I got to tell you. But I mean, you have to see the excitement in the hunters if you're ever out in the field when they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And regardless of what species, you're out there hunting, that's always one of my favorite things and questions to ask hunters, is why you do it, why you hunt. So why you pheasant hunt? Maybe it's some folks carrying on a tradition, or some folks getting out there to for the camaraderie with their friends and family, or people that are out there dog training and have a bird dog that really want to get their dog out and get them on some birds. So our pheasant program is one of the great opportunities that allows for additional outdoor recreation and hunting opportunity for hunters in the state here.
And literally, I mean, yes, it's the residents of Wisconsin who enjoy the hunt, but people come down from, you know, Minnesota, come into the state, they come north from Illinois to go hunting because they enjoy the areas. You have magnificent state areas of wild grasses and brush and everything that the pheasants love. And you know, this gives them that chance. I think you hit it on the money. You know, why do you like to do the hunt? And it's all of those things, because it's, I mean, you know, I'm gonna vary a little bit here. You know, when you go duck hunting in the blind, it's not, you know, yes, I'd like to harvest a duck, but it's the good time in the blind, the talk and the commentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And pheasant hunting is the same thing with a group of three or four people. And if something I know that you are probably very, very supportive of, you get that first time kid out there hunting with you, or even if it's the first time your child or grandchild goes out with you, not carrying a gun at that time even, but just to be in the field to watch, is it's excitement. It's excitement.
Absolutely. Whether it's getting new kids out there, or even if they are an adult that are inexperienced in hunting or want to try hunting a different species, those new or first time hunts are always some of the most memorable. Or, even if you're a seasoned hunter, but maybe you got a new dog and maybe it's your dog's first season, those are always some of the best hunts to watch for. And
Oh, yeah, it's
pheasant hunting is a great way to experience those as well.
Now, like I said, you're going to release these birds through a number of these state areas, correct?
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So they get released on over 80 properties throughout the state.
Yeah.
And kind of like you said, basically throughout southern and central Wisconsin, we really try to focus on stocking pheasants in the state that fall within our grassland habitat priority areas. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense for us to, go stock pheasants in the North Woods where it's heavily forested. So
No.
that's always a common question on why don't we take birds that far north, and why we stock them in certain areas versus others. And yeah, so your biggest thing is looking for that ideal upland bird habitat, and that's where you want to go pheasant hunt.
Now, I would imagine that on these areas, you're also grooming these state areas for the pheasants, doing different, whether it's a conservation club or the state's doing it or working with a conservation club to make sure that the grasses that you want are there, the things that they can, you know, because that's what pheasants want. They're a grass bird, everybody.
Right. And one of the main reasons on why we have some of the wildlife areas we do, and why we even have the pheasant stocking program and our pheasant hunting season here in Wisconsin, is due to our Wisconsin pheasant stamp that It is required to purchase by hunters in or if you are going to be hunting pheasants in the state, but you don't have to hunt in order to purchase that. If you just want to go and support conservation and support our grasslands and pheasants in the state of Wisconsin, that's always a great way to do that, is just purchasing that pheasant stamp, because legally in state statute, 60% of the funds generated from pheasant stamp revenue go straight to the game farm for the pheasant stocking program. And then the other 40% gets allocated between, you know, internal Wisconsin DNR wildlife management, or even through a competitive application process for opening up opportunities for those funds for even external and other conservation partner projects where we can get a lot of that habitat work done, or maybe it's research or education and outreach, but primarily habitat work. And so a lot of our grassland work and our pheasant stocking program as a whole gives a big thanks to that pheasant stamp.
Oh yeah. And part of all of that work is I'd say burning prairies, putting nutrients back into the ground. I did that once with a state DNR, and I went back there a few months later, and I was standing in the thickest, most beautiful big blue stem grasses I've ever seen in my life, that were as tall as I was. And I was like, wow. And I'm looking at grasshoppers that were so colorful. And then I said, and you pheasants like to eat them.
Yeah, right.
But that is so cool. And that's, and think of this, everybody. Do you know what it probably costs to raise 75,000 pheasants? I don't even want to know. But I mean, the number, there's a lot of zeros there. Okay.
Right.
There's a lot of zeros on that. And it, you know, you can't build a house with one person. You got to have, you know, you can't build a whole program like this without biologists, without field support, people like you and everybody that's, you know, doing so many different things to make it all. So when you're out there with your friends or your family or your, you know, nephew, niece, children, and you see that first bird, or as my daughter who went pheasant hunting with me when she was 12, she really didn't want to go hunting, but she wanted to work with the dog. And that's perfectly fine.
Sometimes it's just about getting outside and going for a walk and seeing what the state has to offer.
Yeah. Now, one of the things the state of Wisconsin has that I'm really, really excited about, you have a website that you can go through and click on so many different places for hunting and boating and different things like that, that would show you where you can go, correct?
Yes, we have a couple different web tools, or like even some interactive mapping tools. Mm-hmm. There is just like the general public land access map. But specifically, if you want to look for some hunting opportunities, so pheasant stocking opportunities for pheasant hunting, or if you're other upland bird hunter, where if you want to pursue rough grouse or woodcock, we have what's called our FLIGHT map tool. So that's FFLIGHT. It's an interactive mapping tool on the DNR's webpage that it will highlight certain habitat areas that are suitable for rough grouse, for woodcock, or if it is a specifically planted field for dove hunting, we will mark those as well. And then also if it is a property that gets stocked with pheasants, you know, from our statewide stocking program, those will be highlighted on there as well. So that is a great tool to utilize just for a starting point on where you can go to get access to these hunting opportunities.
Yes. And getting because that's so hard for people nowadays, just finding access and having a, you know, sites and these information. And if you didn't get any of that, everybody, you just go back to either the ESPN Chicago podcast page and listen to the show again, and you can, or you can go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, and you can hear the show all over to hear all these places to, you know, get the information to go pheasant hunting. But I mean, it started on the 18th, correct? And it goes till what day?
The pheasant season will go until January 4th, 2026.
Mm-hmm. And it's only closed for, deer season. Is that correct?
So the pheasant season is still technically open. Oh. We just don't actively do releases during that week, just to help minimize some of that hunter user conflict out there and for the safety of our field staff. So it is still open. Just be cautious and be aware of those blaze orange requirements during open gun deer seasons. Yeah, but we just don't stock during that week.
That's right. And trust me, that week there's more people hunting deer in Wisconsin than they are ever going to be hunting pheasants.
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I mean, you've given a tremendous amount of information. You mentioned safety and all the different places that you can go and learn about these birds that are stocked. And let me tell you, if you think a stock bird is not as good as shooting a wild bird, yeah, right. There's been many a hunter that has watched them fly away after their gun was empty and never got a shot at the bird, you know?
Right.
They're wily. You know, it doesn't take them long for that instinct to kick in and go, oh, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll learn quick.
Yes, they will. Well, Alyssa, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And I have to say, I just saw that you're also the assistant turkey ecologist.
Yeah, so I assist with numerous game bird species management on the statewide aspect. So anything with pheasants and turkeys, and but then also getting into the migratory species, so our waterfowl hunting seasons as well too.
Yes, and all I can say is in the spring I'm going to call Alyssa back because I am a turkey addict, for lack of a better term.
Sure thing.
Yeah. And the best thing that I've ever had, I had a psychiatrist I took out turkey hunting and showed him how to do it, and then he went out on his own and he came back to me and he says, Chauncey, you are so right, turkey hunting is very addictive. It's like crack.
Oh, yes.
He said it's crack cocaine with feathers, and I almost fell off the table laughing. And if you don't understand that, just start to learn about turkey hunting. But that's why we're going to talk to Alyssa in the spring about turkey. I'm ready for God. Now I want to go turkey hunting. It doesn't take much. But Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and talking about this whole stocking program. And please feel free that if you know something or hear something that you would like all of our listeners to listen, don't be afraid. Give us a call here at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Okay.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water all the way down to Southern Illinois, or just spending time surrounded by the colors of nature with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till October 26th up to $5,000 rebate on certain in-stock 25 Lund boats powered by your Mercury outboard at prices you won't believe. You can also get up to $2,000 rebate on a low roughneck boats powered by your Mercury outboard for your fishing and hunting adventures for many years to come. But if you have a boat that you love and has lost some zip in the engine, let Waterworks repower your favorite boat with a new Mercury outboard and get up to $1,500 off till November 30th. What a deal! So call Waterworks and enjoy a fun certified boat at 708-798-9700, or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And it has been educating anglers and families for over five decades. So don't just sit around the house and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Wednesday, October 29th. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Wednesday, October 29th, and meet my good friend and great fisherman, Jim Crowley. He's doing a seminar there starting at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events and the director's hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello, hello,
hello,
hello,
hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
With the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. He's a little cousin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this because we've got somebody on the phone who is being recognized and should be recognized and is being brought into a club, for lack of a better term, that is a very honorable club because it shows his love for the outdoors and for his fellow man. And right now we've got Steve McClone from Moon Pie Outdoors. Steve, good morning, my
friend. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And first of all, congratulations in 2026 in, I think it's, I'm saying March. I can't remember what exact date it's going to be, but you are going to be inducted along with several other people into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. Let's all give him a round of applause, everybody. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You know, you do a tremendous amount in the outdoors. You do a tremendous amount for kids and other people. And I mean, you know, tell me a little bit about what you have done, not with Moon Pie Outdoors, but you know, you've taken veterans out, right?
Right, right. Where to start? There's so much. We focus on getting vets out. We take vets out hunting, fishing, even camping. We also help vets out working on their blinds. A long time ago, I did some help at Chabanon and restored all the handicap blinds in the deer hunting area. And then I also helped restore the waterfowl handicap blind. We do pretty much anything you can think of for vets to help them out. I mean, sometimes they just want to call and talk to somebody in the outdoors.
Yeah.
And that can go a long ways with somebody.
Yeah. And over the years, I have been part of the Illinois DNR, physically challenged hunts from where I've, deer hunted with a quadriplegic. I deer hunted with a double amputee. I've bow hunted with guys who had to have use a crossbow instead of just a straight longbow because they weren't able to pull back on. I've gone fishing with them, and there's other organizations that also do work with people in wheelchairs and stuff to take them out on pontoon boats. And I mean, that's a whole part of the outdoors that I don't think people realize. They're crying to go out and do what we do without thinking about it, right?
Right, right. And a lot of them don't have the know-how or the ability to do it or even know how to reach out to somebody to do it. Mm-hmm. And we help with that service. Like for fishing, for instance, I have a big boat. It's a 20-foot plate boat. It's flat. It's not your pretty fiberglass boat, but I can get a handicapped person in there with a wheelchair or track chair because I can put ramps on it and get them physically into the boat. And my boat can handle the weight of mm-hmm. a big chair like that. A lot of people can't do that. There's a lot of services out there that can't do that. They're just land-based services where they can only fish from land, which don't get me wrong. That's a right. good thing.
Yeah. Now, the organization, one of the organizations that is Fallen Outdoors, isn't it?
Yeah, the Fallen Outdoors. Yeah. That's a vet organization that I work for. They're one of my non-profit sponsors for Moon Pie Outdoors. Mm-hmm. So I focus on getting a lot of their vets out hunting and fishing. We do a yearly fundraiser banquet down in Peoria, Illinois at the Isaac Walton mm-hmm. and raise money to donate to them. So all proceeds go to them. And it's a great time, but yeah, they don't want to necessarily just shoot animals or catch fish. They want the experience. They want to go out and talk to yes. somebody, get things off their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Cause sometimes their minds are in a dark place from what they had to deal with.
Oh yeah.
And this gives them a way out to think about something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for them.
Oh yeah. And I mean, that's a tremendous thing to be able to do. You also do Cal's Angels, a charity that I know a lot about. You take and Cal's Angels is an organization of women whose kids are either going through cancer treatment, surgery, whatever, or they may have lost a child to cancer. And you're yeah. doing stuff with them.
Yeah, Cal's Angels. Oh man, that one really hits home. It's now that I have kids, you look at things different. And when you take a kid out that's either going through chemo or he made it, and he can just make you tear up so fast because they can only handle being fishing. Like I take them fishing at Max McGraw, which is a great place to take kid anybody mm-hmm. to go.
Oh yeah,
but I take them out there, and I've had kids where they catch 20 fish and then they can't do it physically, cannot do it anymore. And they start crying because they can't do it anymore. And you really tear up and get full emotion. But I do it because there's no one else that does it. I mean, there's other people that do it, but there's people that don't just do it for free. They want money.
Right.
Money runs the world. And I think if I can go out and take a kid and or adult that can fish and catch some fish or hunt and do this, and they get to do it because some of it's their bucket list before they pass. Mm-hmm. And it really touches home. I mean, it's emotional.
No, trust me. I know. it more than rips your heart. And
I'm a big guy. I mean, I'm 6 foot, 350, big, mm-hmm. strong guy. And there, you see a tear come in their eye. And you're like, what's wrong with that guy? No, it's just, it's emotional. I mean,
it is.
There's not much you can say about it.
It is. It truly is that, you're touching so many people. And that just, proves how worthy, I'm in the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and I don't think I deserve it. And I know you're saying yourself, I don't deserve this either. I'm doing what I want to do to help somebody,
Right. I'm 41. I don't think I told the lady when I called her, I'm like, isn't being in the Hall of Fame for older people?
Like, for old guys like Chauncey.
You know, and she laughs, and I go, what are you trying to say? I'm old now? Like, she's like, no, you're young. You deserve to be in it. And I'm like, well, I'm mind blown. I wasn't expecting it. But she's like, your sheet and everything that got turned in, like, you were a hands down person to go into it. I'm like, well, thank you.
No, exactly. Exactly. And that's what, you know, really, I think, you know, just makes Moon Pie Outdoors and you special, because, you know, besides you have guys that you fit, that are part of your company, Moon Pie Outdoors, that help out at these things too, right?
Right, right. I have a great group of guides that are more like family now. Mm-hmm. I got Jake Benson, Jake Barcher, Cole, mm-hmm. and they all come and help donate their time for stuff. They don't work for money all the time, but they're also guides on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, great team. I couldn't do some of it without them. I mean, they do a lot of stuff. They go out of their way a lot, and I'm very blessed with that. And it's not a one man show. You have to have a good team around you that can help out, because mm-hmm. there's so much to do.
Yeah. And whether you're taking them fishing or hunting or whatever, you're giving somebody who wants to touch the outdoors again and may not be able to.
Right.
That's, I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to it. Like somebody just, like, for instance, we'll say somebody in a wheelchair that wants to shoot waterfowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, they may not be able to hunt on a boat. They may not be able to hunt in the blind. So you got to cater to that. And then say they want to shoot geese in a field. Now you got to get somebody in a wheelchair out in the middle of a field, mm-hmm. and get them in a blind or build a blind around them. And you got, maybe raining, maybe muddy, and mm-hmm. on the day they go. And you have to be able to handle that. A lot of people will be like, nope, not dealing with it.
Yeah, no. And thank you for you and everybody at Moon Pie, that what you do to help all of these people, on top of enjoying the outdoors with you, your wife, and your family. It's truly a great thing that you guys are doing. And speaking of Moon Pie Outdoors, I mean, you guys tell me a little bit about Moon Pie, and you do a little bit of waterfowl. You got some goose places, I would imagine, and things like that, huh?
Yeah. So, our main focus is taking vets, youth, disabled people out mm-hmm. in the outdoors. We lend hands helping anyone who wants to learn in the outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, yep. all that. We do all of it. We raise a lot of money for charities with some of the programs that we're doing. We do youth hunts. We do fishing for youth, mm-hmm. little youth tournaments. We cater pretty much anything outdoors, pheasant hunting, waterfowl hunting, cat fishing, flathead fishing, smallmouth, largemouth. We can do it all. Like, for instance, Jake Benson, he's one of our walleye guides. He's one of the best in the Northern Illinois area. We got Jake Barchard, one of my flathead fishermen, one of the best in the Northern area. Cole is one of the best guys for helping us with pheasant hunting in mm-hmm. the area. So, like, we have each one of my guides have their perks, but they do everything. They can do everything. So it's having a team like that to do it. And then we have other people that volunteer and help out as well. It's not mm-hmm. just them. We have a big group. We have over 20 people that help out and volunteer with Moon Pie Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get you out and everything, ice fishing, everything. Yeah. Even camping trips where you're fishing, go in for a few days and fish and camp, and or just want to learn how to camp. We cater to everything.
Yeah. And it's like I says, on the side, you're doing this for the physically hampered, but you also, you know, people that want to get out and pheasant hunt or want to get out and duck hunt. And I mean, I know you guys just had a great duck hunt up on Banner Marsh, I think it was, wasn't it?
No, it was at Black Crown.
Oh, Black Crown. Black Crown.
Yep.
And
Banner Marsh is good too, but Black Crown, yep. Yeah. We got contacted that it was a historical shooting of birds that we had. Mm-hmm. We shot 24 birds. It was excellent teamwork by the group for doing it. It was mm-hmm. tough conditions. It was thunderstorming. We had 35 to 40 mile an hour winds, so it wasn't yeah. easy to do. We had to haul a lot of gear back, but a lot of people don't hunt that site. They get a, they put in for a permit and then they don't go out and do it. And, and then everybody's like, well, why isn't that site very good to hunt? Well, you got to put in the work and effort to do it is what you're going to get out of it.
Right, right.
We have, we do ice fishing for not just bluegills, crappie, that, but we also do ice fishing for trout. Mm. And so we cater to something different that not everybody caters to. So.
That's very good. Well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I am so impressed and I am honored that you're being honored and brought into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, because you know what? You're one of the people that deserve to have their name on that plaque, because you really are and learned what the outdoors Thank are you. For. It's not just for us. Thank it's for everybody.
Thank you, sir.
It's for
you know, and I wish they would do another award. I wish they'd give an award for wives, because you know, my wife deals with a lot. And I can only imagine what goes through her head sometimes, because I'm running around and we got kids. So she's taking care of the house and the kids, and mm-hmm. bless her heart. I mean, she's a true superstar, the relationship there for sure. Yep.
I always said behind every guy, you know, getting an award someplace, there's a woman who helped prop him up to get that award for him.
Oh, she did 100%.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much for coming on. And let us talk again in about a month or so about, you know, hunting or what's going on, and see what's going on with Moon Pie Outdoors. OK,
thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
All right, everybody. We're talking with Steve McCone from Moon Pie Outdoors. Don't pass it up. And by the way, his phone number is 847-347-3339, 847-347-3339, or you can just go to moonpieoutdoors.com and see his website and all the information about with them, and give him a call and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. Let's go out and do something. Okay. Sound good, Steve?
Sounds amazing.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks wants to help you save more money and enjoy the fall colors, trips on the rivers and lakes, and some great fall fishing at its best. Waterworks has a few 2025 Lund boats powered by your Mercury outboard at prices you won't believe, and you'll get an additional $5,000 rebate off the price, but you have to buy one before October 26th. But if you're thinking about just replacing the old outboard motor and repowering your boat with a new Mercury outboard, you could qualify for a rebate from $300 to $1,500, depending on the horsepower. Wow! Get a new in-stock 2025 Lund boat powered by a Mercury outboard and get an additional $5,000 rebate off that price, or repower your old boat with a new Mercury outboard with a rebate of $300 to $1,500, depending on the horsepower. Deals like this are only at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events
and the Director's Hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Make your family and friends Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with a hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. I had a great time. It was also good to hear about the Antioch Lions Club and their wild game dinner coming up on the 5th. Definitely check that out. Give Dave Moore a call on that. Alyssa Kedish from the Wisconsin DNR talking about the 75,000 pheasants they let go for us to go out and hunt. And, of course, Steve McClone from Moon Pie Outfitters getting inducted into the Hall of Fame next year. Great guy, and he really does a lot with the community. But let's talk about what's going on in the great out of doors. Okay, what do we got? First of all, we better do the Aiden Fishing Report because I know people love the Aiden Fishing Report. Okay, and this is Baldwin's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He says, Papa, wow. That's how he starts it out. Wow. The family took a ride to see the huge waves hitting the lighthouses and piers at the mouth of the harbors. We could even hear the waves hit the building. It was that loud. The rivers and ponds are still low. We need more rain and a lot of it. But Linda Sue and I went to a small pond and used a small jig and slip bobber. Who's Linda Sue? Slip bobber, and we caught more fish when we tipped them with a wax worm. The bigger fish seemed to be a little deeper, and the little ones were all closer to shore near the weeds, so he kept trying for the bigger fish. I have a hockey game this weekend, so in Baraboo, Wisconsin, we're going to be traveling, so we're going to stop by and spend the night at your house. Oh, thanks for telling me, Aiden. I'm glad I got your report here. So see you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, this is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And make sure you tell them you want the Chauncey price. Okay, that's very, very important. Okay, trout fishing in all of northern lakes that were stocked with them, and there were thousands and thousands of them that were stocked. Good numbers of fish and good numbers of people are out trout fishing. Some lakes had very light fishing pressure. I don't know why, but, you know, ones in Cook County did get a lot of pressure, but they did catch fish. And the people said the fish were all good size. Well, that's always a good thing to hear. In northern Wisconsin, fishing seems to be okay. Muskie fishing is good with sucker action getting better. It's not top yet, but hey, to me, if it's meat on a hook, the muskies are going to catch them. The dive and glide baits, you know, dive and rise glide baits, you know what those are? Or big rubber baits with a pull and pause retrieve, those are catching fish. Walleye fishing is still tough up north. Yeah, hater guys, I don't know, but with the cooler water, they should kick in. I really believe they will. That report comes from my buddy Robert up north. Walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs are great for live bait choices. Jig and plastics should produce, but they just seem to be okay. Pike action, they like cold weather. They're active around the shallow weeds. You'll even pick up some small muskie that are running with the northern. They think they're a northern pike, I guess. And walleye suckers, bucktails, crankbaits, things like this. Don't go crazy on the bait size, okay? I like smaller to medium baits for those guys. Largemouth bass anglers are saying bass should be around the weed beds, but slow retrieve of a spinner bait, it's just not hitting right now. I don't know why, but it's just not happening. We're seeing smallmouth bass anglers are not targeting anything up far north because they just said they're leaving them alone and they're trying for everything else. Crappie, bluegill, and perch anglers are finding fish schooled off deep weed edges in 10 to 15 feet of water. Good sign. Wolf River, Wisconsin, Fremont, weather is tough. It's been tough up there. No white bass. Plenty of drum. If you're looking for catfish with cut bait, you could soak a ton of crawlers. You pick up some drum, maybe a few largemouth, but wind was very, very tough. Lake Puckaway, the channel is always a good spot to try for bluegills and bass the fall time. Crappies can also be caught there as well. Upriver in the No Wake area by the Beaver Hut area, that's another good spot for walleyes. That's coming from my good buddy Alan. He gave us that report. Lake Geneva, the weather and the wind just kept everybody off the lake. When they were able to get out, a wax worm in the deep holds, picking up some decent-sized bluegills in those 30-foot deep holds. That's where they're running it down. And you know what? They said the key was going with an ultralight rod so you can feel the slightest bink on that rod. And that's a really good sign. I like to hear that. And Lake Michigan, Indiana waters, definitely there's still some coho and kings in the streams that you want to check out. Water is definitely low and clear right now. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Sioux Nation. And it says, a man or woman with many children has many homes. That's very true. A man or woman with many children has many homes. From the Lakota Sioux Nation. Very true. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the trout we're trying to catch, the ducks and geese that we're trying to harvest, the deer hunters that are looking for, you know, deer with their archery, and everything else in the great outdoors this time of the year. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Please remember that. And let's make sure we leave a lot for them and make it better for them to enjoy the great outdoors. And you know what? Just ask them to come along with you into the great outdoors. You'll have a better time. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.